From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Madeline Brand. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer has announced that he is resigning effective next Monday.
I look at my time as governor with a sense of what might have been. But I also know that as a public servant, I and the remarkable people with whom I worked have accomplished a great deal. There is much more to be done, and I cannot allow my private failings to disrupt the people's work.
So Eliot Spitzer stepping down. Joining us now from New York is NPR's Margo Adler. Margo, give us a sense of the mood at that press conference this morning. Must have been pretty somber.
Yes, it was very somber, and I think people are still stunned.
Now, look, not every politician caught up in a sex scandal resigns. What was different with Eliot Spitzer?
Well, you're absolutely right. Think of Louisiana Senator David Vitter. He admitted going to a prostitute. He said he was sorry. He's still in office. He's a family values Republican. Think of Bill Clinton. Larry Craig is still in office. So what was different about Spitzer? Well, first of all, his absolute self-righteousness, I think, made people say, you know, if he thinks he's so high, when he does this, he's brought low. But secondly, he didn't have a lot of friends. He was considered a loner. He was clearly hated by Wall Street and by Republicans. But in the end, many Democrats didn't like him as well. And I think the fact that he really didn't have a lot of support was one of the reasons why people thought there was just no way that he could survive.
So when does New York get a new governor?
Well, New York gets a new governor on Monday. David Paterson, the first black governor in New York City, probably the third to be governor, black governor since Reconstruction in the U.S., asked for extra time so that he could be part of, you know, could arrange his a transition. And the quirky part of the situation is that the New York State Constitution says that if the governor goes away, and then the lieutenant governor governs, and if the lieutenant governor goes away, then the Senate Majority Leader Joseph Bruno, a Republican, would be in power. And there have been stories all over the papers that David Paterson may be quarantined in the state and may not be able to leave the state when he is governor.
Give us a sense, Margo, how New Yorkers are responding to this story.
Well, besides the just utter shock that most people felt, there's also been a lot of anger and a lot of feeling that what Governor Spitzer did was just stupid. The polls that have come out, 70% have said that Eliot Spitzer should resign. These were polls that came out in the last couple of days. The newspapers, every single one of them, the New York Times was a little gentler and didn't actually call for resignation, but all the other newspapers just went, get out of here fast. I would say that in general, there has been disbelief, but also anger, and a wish to go on with someone else quickly.
Now, Spitzer talked about making amends with his family. Does he also have to worry about facing charges for this, though?
Absolutely. And the big question that's still unresolved is if this announcement was tied to negotiations that he had with federal prosecutors. We don't know that yet.
Well, thanks for joining us, Margo. That's NPR's Margo Adler in New York.